You're listening to the Shoot for Success Photography Podcast, and on today's episode, we've got a very special guest, Angie McPherson, who's talking all things branding photography and how you can pivot and incorporate this into what you're currently doing to massively change your business. You're not going to want to miss this one, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Sean Brown, and if you had told me years ago that I would be a professional photographer today, I would have said that you were crazy. Since then, I've been able to grow my photography business to six figures per year and haven't looked back. Now, with over 8 years of experience of figuring out what to do and more importantly, what not to do, I help photographers build the thriving photography business that they've always dreamed of so that they can have more time, flexibility, and freedom to do what they truly want to do. And you want to know the best part? I'm showing you how to make that happen for yourself in this audio series. This is Shoot for Success. Hey there, photography friends. Sean Brown here, and really excited to bring you this episode that we just wrapped recording as I'm making this intro. It's with my good friend, Angie McPherson, who she is the queen of branding, all things branding photography, and just had to have her on for the episode today. We are in the midst of some craziness over here as of the time of this episode dropping. I'm coming back from Sync in Florida, so if any of you were there and I saw you, well, it was so good to see you. If you weren't and you missed it, well, I missed you there, but had to bring you this episode. And one of the things that, or one of the reasons I should say, of why I wanted to have Angie on for this episode is because, as many of you who are in other genres, seniors or weddings or families or whatever it may be, who might listen to this podcast, there is not a single genre out there that would not benefit from adding branding photography into your skill set, into the mix. And I remember back in my experience working with a branding photographer, the power that it can have for you as a photographer, as a small business owner, and what you can then do with that. And so I think that the power of having the skill set to offer branding photography has the massive opportunity to completely change not only your business, but others. And some of the things that we talked about in today's episode are how to get into branding photography, how to think about starting branding photography. Angie gave some amazing ideas about model calls and mini sessions. And then we also talked a little bit about how this is a really great way of creating more freedom and flexibility into your business. And for those of you who have listened to me long enough, you know that I am all about creating a business that ultimately works for you, that gives you the freedom and flexibility to do what you want, when you want. And branding is another genre where you're not tied to somebody else's calendar like you might be with weddings. You know, you don't have to worry about managing a bunch of other people's schedules like you might with family photography and all that stuff. And it's a really great way of you creating just more of a business that works for you. So Angie is a branding photographer. She's a marketing strategist and hype woman for creatives based in Virginia. And she photographs entrepreneurs, brands, influencers throughout the country, providing custom imagery to elevate their brand. She also empowers fellow branding photographers to build impactful and lucrative businesses through her dynamic courses, hands-on workshops, and personalized coaching. Y'all, you guys are in for a treat. So without further ado, let's roll the episode with Angie McPherson. Hello, hello. I am so excited to have you on, Angie. We've connected at first through basically a business event, and Immediately you were up on stage and you're like, I'm a branding photographer. And the more you talk, the more I was like, we have to have her on the podcast. Yeah. So I am so excited that we were able to make it happen for this episode, all about branding, all things like that. But for those photographers who are listening who don't know you yet, give a little insight for us for who Angie McPherson is.
Yes, well, thanks so much for having me. This is such an honor. I love chatting with you at the event. I think we were talking like every day that we were there.
Yeah,
I was like,
I think
this is
literally
my new
every single
conference
day.
bestie. So thank you for having me. I'm Angie McPherson. I am a branding photographer, but I actually started 11 years ago exactly as a wedding photographer, and I pivoted into branding probably 6 or 7 years into the business. Because I was overworking 10-hour Saturdays on the weekends. I loved my clients. I loved photography. And I was looking to kind of pivot my business into something that I could really scale, work during the week. And so I pivoted into branding photography. And I am obsessed. Branding photography just brings so many different opportunities into your business. You know, when you move from a wedding photographer, portrait photographer, into this branding photographer, you move into this marketing expert, this marketing strategist, you know, type of photographer. So my background is already in marketing and PR. I worked in marketing and PR before I quit my job and went full time with photography. So I got to marry my two favorite things, which was photography and marketing, to create this, you know, really exciting branding photography career. So now I photograph clients all over the country, influencers, small business owners, even product photography from my home.
Wow.
And I help other photographers pivot into branding photography as well.
That's awesome. So what a cool way to be able to kind of marry those two passions of yours, to photography and then your background with PR. So for those, let's even rewind a little bit. For those who are maybe like unfamiliar with branding photography, how would you kind of describe that? Like, what is your typical day-to-day look like as a brand photographer?
So if you're unfamiliar with branding photography, it is really taking intentional and custom imagery for small business owners, entrepreneurs, that they can use for marketing purposes. So on social media, on their website, magazines, billboards, you know, book covers, things like that. Instead of photos that they can put up on their fireplace, you know, that they love to see every day, these are photos that have an ROI or return on investment on them because they are using them to grow their business. And what I love about branding photography is that you can work with the same clients over and over and over, especially if you position yourself in an authority way to share the ROI of branding photography and why you need those photos at least, you know, once, twice a year. And so yeah, that's if you're totally unfamiliar with it. And as far as what I love about it, I love working with the, like I said, clients over and over. And I also like to help other people grow their businesses. So I feel
Wow.
like when you move into this space, as a photographers, we're already walking side by side with other business owners. So in the wedding photography space, I was working with hairstylists, makeup artists, wedding vendors. You know, if you are in senior photography space, you could be working with stylists. You know, same thing, hairstylists,
Yeah.
makeup artists. And so when people say, how do I get those first few clients? You're literally in the same groups as your potential clients, Facebook groups, in-person networking, going to events. You know, I think it's easier to find branding clients than, you know, non-branding clients because we're always hanging out with other entrepreneurs.
Well, that, and it's like exactly what you said. It's people that you already know. So I know when I did my branding shoot, and yes, as photographers, you should be getting in front of the camera. You can't just be behind it all the time, which we'll get into with, practicing what you preach, as you brought up as we were kind of chatting pre-episode and all that stuff. But it's literally the person who I hired is somebody who I already knew through the industry. And so I think that kind of speaks to your point of, hey, it really is people that you're working with already that are either going to hire you or that you take a shot and say, hey, I'm thinking about starting this. Is this something that you need for your business? I love that you bring kind of that ROI aspect, since I think it makes it a lot easier to sell what you offer too. But talk a little bit about like you as the photographer, and this is kind of like a general you as the photographer need to first get in front of the camera so that you can kind of say, hey, this is something that you need. Is this something that you did prior to starting in branding and kind of fell in love with that way? Or kind of what was your background with that?
I love this question because this is literally how I pivoted into branding photography. I did not wake up with the idea of becoming a branding photographer. I was a wedding photographer and building my personal brand as a wedding photographer, because I was in, I had so many circles here in my local network, and people were only posting photos of, and this is photographers, they were only posting photos of their clients, you know, flowers, wedding rings. I was like, man, everybody here is just posting photos of their work. I can't even put a face to anybody's name. So what I'm going to do to get ahead of the game is build my personal brand. In addition to those things, I'm going to put myself out there so that potential brides can see me versus a picture of a flower. And they're probably going to reach out to me because they're putting a face to a name. And so my friend and I actually got our makeup done, got our hair done. We had like 7 outfits, and we just ran the streets taking photos of each other, taking branding photos of each other, different expressions, different outfits, different accessories, different locations, all with the intention of us building up our personal brand. I was still a wedding photographer, had no idea I was going to pivot. And I started sharing those photos of myself like crazy, website, social media, everything. And so many of the people I was walking those, you know, lines with, walking those roads with, were like, Angie, I want, and this was like 5-6 years ago, they're like, I want those headshots. I want those lifestyle photos. Like, nobody was calling it branding photography. They were like, I want those photos for my business. I really connect with you now that you're showing your face and putting yourself out there. I want this for my business. And so I booked those first few clients from people in my network. I was like, okay, yeah, I can totally do this. I'm a great photographer. Like, all it takes is for me to just understand your brand and what type of photos you need for your business. And so I started really building my portfolio that way. And it just came from me practicing what I was preaching. And once I started doing that, and, you know, 6 months would go by and that same person would say, hey, I just changed my hair, or I have a new product coming out, can we do another shoot? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm shooting weddings with these clients, hopefully once per year. Hopefully I'm not shooting the same bride.
Yeah, hopefully it's one wedding and then you're done with that client, right?
Right. But these brands and entrepreneurs are like, oh no, I need another session in 6 months. And I was like, oh, this is the pivot right here. Yeah. This is the pivot. I'm working during the week. I don't have to work at golden hour, so I can actually do it during the day when my kids are in school. And don't get me wrong, I love a good golden hour portrait session. But as I was changing my business model, I was like, I want to work from like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. while my kids are in school. I can do a full branding shoot. I can drop my kids off at school, drive like an hour away if I want to, shoot a 3-hour branding session, drive an hour back, and still pick up my kids before they get home or before they get done with school. And that is the life.
Yeah.
And, you know, the more you do it, the more you build your portfolio and really position yourself as the authority, you keep raising your prices. Every couple of shoots, keep raising your prices, and you can actually surpass what you're charging for other types of photography, specifically for me, weddings. You know, charging more than I was shooting for weddings, and I'm working during the week, not during golden hour, because most of the time I'm probably inside like a really cool space, like a home or studio or something like that. I don't have my own studio. People always ask me that, but I'll rent something on like Peer Space, Home Studio List. Excuse me, my client will rent it. They'll pay for it.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I don't want to get questions about that. Do not pay for the spaces. Your clients should be paying for that. And it's just awesome. It's really awesome to just see the impact that these photos can make and how someone's personal brand presence can completely transform when they finally put themselves out there. And so it's been a great pivot. And I've loved just sharing the behind the scenes of it, because not a lot of people even think about making the move. You know, they think, oh, okay, that's cool. I see there are some branding photographers out there, but I can't do it because I don't know how to plan a branding shoot, or there may not be, some people say I'm in a town that doesn't have a lot of entrepreneurs. Okay,
yeah.
What about the town next to you? there's lots of potential to really blow this thing up for your business.
Well, that, and I love that you bring in too, you're like, yo, I don't want to work golden hour anymore. I'm tired of coming back home at 7, 8, 9 p.m. Yes. at night. Mm-hmm. I want to have a job where I'm working from 10 to 3. I want to mm-hmm. have something that I don't have to go out into the field every single night, be away from family, cook dinner, still cooking dinner at 10 p.m. or worse, run through the Burger King or whatever it is on the, yep. the shoot, because, you know, we've all done that before. But it really is such a great genre to get into also, because mm-hmm. you kind of alluded to this. it kind of ties in to whatever genre you're currently in. And that's why I was like, gotta have Angie on. There are a lot of senior photographers, family, wedding, newborn. You are all working with these existing branding clients already. And it's really just a matter of like, hey, is this something you want to do? And I love that you brought up that it can be profitable because you probably get that question a lot. Are people actually paying for this? And what's your answer to that?
Yeah, absolutely. And people will say, "Oh, well, I'm charging, this much for weddings. What do I charge for branding? Like, how can I even match that revenue?" And you just have to look at the numbers. I mean, first of all, weddings, portraits, newborns, things like that is business to consumer, B2C. Branding photography is B2B, business to business. And so because you have that ROI, because these people aren't just putting your photos on their fireplace, they're using them to make money, you can greatly charge more than you would for a portrait session. If you're doing a 1 hour portrait session or a 1 hour branding session, you better double that price, maybe even triple it before comparing the two, because these photos for branding photography, you're including commercial usage for these photos. When you are sending out a wedding gallery or a portrait gallery, usually you're just giving a print release for these people to print the photos. And I think in my contracts back in the day, it was like, you cannot use these for commercial purposes. They're for prints. And now with branding photography, you're letting them have the reins. My clients don't even have to tag me. They don't even have to credit me, because at that point, it's their photos to use. I'm not giving them the copyrights, but they're getting the commercial rights to use these photos for their brand. So you can absolutely charge more. You can work with the same clients over and over and over, like I said. And so many different opportunities have come from branding photography. I started to do product photography during the pandemic because I had to really push and postpone a lot of my branding shoots because we couldn't get together in person. And some clients would say, "Hey, well, I just really would need like a jewelry designer." She said, "I really need photos during the pandemic. I have no new photos." We had a shoot scheduled, and she's like, "Hey, can you just take some photos of my jewelry?" I was like, "Boom, now I'm a product photographer." Bought some surfaces, brought some lights into my home. And just when you have the skill of photography, you can go in so many different directions. It's just all about the intention. Your intention from a wedding is different from a senior session, from a portrait session, totally different from a branding session. A lot of people will come to me and say, "What's the difference between like lifestyle portraits and branding portraits, like meeting somebody out, taking some fresh headshots for them?" When you're a lifestyle photographer, you're going and you're capturing, really capturing the moment, capturing what's there, capturing the expressions, walking your clients through a flow, even if they're a couple working together. If you're a branding photographer, the homework starts way before that. You're onboarding your client, you're sending them a questionnaire, you're sending them a planning guide, you're getting really intentional about the different concepts they'd like to capture. You're not capturing the branding photo shoot, you are creating. You're creating, you're producing, and that is so much more valuable as far as what your clients are going to pay than you just showing up and shooting a session at Golden Hour, which is still great, but this is a totally different genre of photography.
Absolutely. And I love too that you bring in, it's like it's a different genre. And that means that you do need to structure it differently in terms of pricing the experience. But going off of that, I hear, I don't know, and you may hear this too, speaking with the clients and students that you work with, something I usually hear is, how do we generate income in the slow seasons? How are we doing this as a recurring income where it's like, hey, I don't want to go out and have to market to, a new base of clients every single year, like you might in weddings and newborns, because it only comes along once, and then it's like they're not a newborn anymore, so they're one and done. Kind of speak to how you've structured that to kind of create some stability in your business from a branding perspective, especially as you transition. Because I think that's a big thing for people is, it's not just cold turkey where you stop your job and all of a sudden you're in branding photography, it's probably, I would imagine, more of like a transition period.
For sure. For sure. I was still shooting weddings. I started to take on branding shoots and was still shooting weddings. And I probably married the two for maybe 2 years or so before I completely stopped booking weddings. We got into the pandemic and I think I had maybe two weddings on the books. And March 2020 hit, and I was phasing out, and both the last two weddings I had on my books, they were like, hey, we're going to cancel. And I was like, thank God I pivoted to branding, because I would be broke as a joke right now. And I can still shoot branding. I can still shoot product photography. It was like the perfect timing for me to phase all of that out. And I live in Virginia, where most of my weddings and even portraits were from April to probably around October, November. And then December, too cold to shoot outside. Nobody's getting married, you know, rarely in December here. January, February, still, once again, too cold. And so when I pivoted to branding, it's like every month is lucrative because, like I said, most of it is inside. So we don't have to deal with the weather. And also there's not a big seasonality to it, like weddings or even seniors would be, because weddings here, and depending on your market, like I said, are pretty much March, April to the fall. Whereas entrepreneurs are looking for fresh photos year round. I had a branding photo shoot a week before Christmas.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's up to me is if I want to take time off, sure, I'll take the month of December off. I think I had it in November and we had to reschedule, but you are more in control of your schedule with branding photography. That is what I love about it, is that weddings, it's like, all right, I'm going to see what emails I get and I'm going to see what weekends I have to block off my calendar. And I was working like depending on what was coming my way.
Yeah.
Whereas branding photography, beginning of the year, I'm like, all right, here are the weeks or the weekends or the time frames that I don't want to work. Here's where I'm going on vacation. I am solidifying my schedule first, and the inquiries that are coming in, I'm sending them to my schedule. Hey, here's what I can do in the next 8 weeks. I'm more in control of my schedule. And for a year, 6-7 years, every, you know, my kids would have a basketball game, or my husband would have something going on, or my family would want to go on vacation. I'm like, oh, I can't. I have a wedding. And I was just letting my clients dictate my schedule. So this has just been a complete blessing to be able to do that, to be able to have my own schedule and be in charge of that.
Absolutely. And people are probably like, all right, how the heck do I get started? How do you go? So as you kind of look back into what was the biggest kind of aha moments you had, what are maybe like a couple things that are almost like must-dos for people that are looking to get into the branding space?
Definitely building your portfolio, and by any means necessary. There is such a big debate, and this may get controversial. There's such a big debate.
I'm all about the controversy.
When people come to me and say, oh, I've been shooting weddings or something else for 20 years, and I really want to pivot into branding, but I can't get anybody in front of my camera. Get anybody in front of your camera. Like that's the answer. No matter what it takes, if you have to put out a model call and pick a couple people, or if you have to reach out to your friend who does nails and you want to gift her some photo, like there's so many people say, oh, I would never just shoot for free. I've been doing this 10, 15 years. I would never shoot for free. Fine, keep doing what you're doing. That's great. But if you want to try something new, try something new. Yeah. If you want to get three, this is exactly what I did. I decided to pivot. I did a model call on Instagram and said, I'm looking for entrepreneurs in the Hampton Roads, Virginia area where I live. I'm looking for three female entrepreneurs. And I want to take branding photos. I want to do a full shoot. And I need you to fill out this, you know, questionnaire, fill out this form. This was the marketing I did behind it. At the bottom of the form, it was like name, email address, what you do. And it was a check mark. Would you like to be added to my email list for marketing tips? 100% yes. I had 70 people apply to be in my model call, and they all, local people, all gave me permission to email them and put them in my email address or email community. And so I picked three. It's like doing a styled shoot for branding. So when you're trying to really work on being a wedding photographer or any other niche, you're like, okay, I just need to make this beautiful shoot, get my portfolio images together. I'm going to have a makeup artist come in, da, 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 da. Do that for your branding. And, if you've been doing weddings or some other photography for 5, 10 years, lose the ego. You lose the ego and pick your three or two amazing clients that you'd love to work with. I did this years ago and I shot all three sessions for free. I gave them the photos. I plastered those photos everywhere, totally revamped my website, and continued to nurture the 70 people that were on my email list. And I booked so many shoots from those three free sessions. I was sending them out, sending the photos and blogs and videos out to my full email list, and they were coming back. Oh, I'm so bummed I wasn't chosen, but can I book you for a branding shoot? How much do you charge? And so if I were to do this, was years ago and I had no idea what I was doing. If I were to do it today, I would do the same concept of a model call, pick my three people, but I would tell them up front, you're going to get X amount of photos for free. So I probably wouldn't shoot the whole thing for free. And if you want to, that's fine. Like I said, it's your prerogative. This is not what you have to do. But if I was doing this today, I would say you're going to get 10 photos, 15 photos for free. And I would do it as a full shoot. You really want to have proof of concept with any new business, with any new service, proof of concept. Put them through the actual questionnaire, planning, Zoom call, creating a shoot plan for them so that you can prove to yourself that you know what you're doing and that you have seen it through and get a great testimonial for your client. Give them those 10 or 10, 10 or 15 photos, but in the album, give them like 50 photos, give them like 50, 75, however many you took, and just upsell the album. Say, hey, I'm giving you the 15 we agreed upon, but if you want more, feel free to buy them at an extra $25 a pop, or upsell the whole gallery for like $700. Just getting them in the door for those first few photos. So there's like a couple different ways to do it. Another way is to host branding mini sessions. And so having one location that you choose and booking maybe 6 to 8 people back to back and giving them a 20-minute session and giving them a very limited number of photos. Once again, you can upsell at the gallery if you want. But these are just various ways to get those people in front of your camera. So I would just say lose the ego and know that you can be in a place of service and still help people, but also you can leverage every single shoot. Back in the day when I did this, reels weren't around, TikTok wasn't around. If I were to do this now, best believe I would have an assistant come with me and take all the content we can get. Leverage, leverage, leverage your first few shoots. And that can really, really give you a 180 on your business.
Totally. I love that mini, or not the mini, the model call
Model call.
idea too. And that's something, I teach to all my senior photographers who are getting started. It's like, yes, you do have to do a little bit of work for free in the beginning. You can't have everything all at once. Every single photographer you see who's successful has done a free shoot at one point. It is inevitable. And with that model call, I love that you say kind of that tip about the emails. I hope people caught on to that, because what you are doing is you are cultivating a list of people who have expressed interest in the service you're providing.
100%.
And that is so huge, because now what you're doing is you've got the model call, you've got the content, you've proven that this is something that people want as a result of people even saying, hey, we'd like to do this with you. And now you have, like you said, 67 other people that need branding photos. So for those people who are struggling, they're like, I'm new to photography altogether. I have no idea. I don't have anybody on my social media following. I don't have people that I've worked with before. How the heck do I get people even just to like do a model call for me? Where am I finding these people?
You have to go find them. So a couple different ways. Online is easiest because you can do it from your home in your pajamas. Join a local Facebook community. If you have a local Facebook group like a Tuesdays Together or a Chamber of Commerce that has a lot of business owners in there, Facebook groups, I know people sleep on Facebook, but Facebook groups are still where it's at. You can find a ton of people there who would love to work with you. And when you get in there, it's not just, hey, I'm a photographer, book me for this. You've got to serve and provide value for a little while before you even try to pitch anybody on anything.
And you
Same. So getting in there, if someone has any questions about, you know, my, for example, I see a lot of people in Facebook communities. I'm really struggling with my website. I feel like I'm not a website person, but if I see anything where I can talk about branding photography, I'm going to be that expert. Someone's talking about my social media aesthetic isn't, you know, isn't where I want it to be, or my website is lacking, or how can I get photos for my Pinterest page? I am in there providing value, not selling anything. Say, hey, you know, it would be really awesome if you had some really fresh photos of your products or yourself or your home office, and just giving value and building that reputation, building that sense of authority, so that if anybody's ever interested in branding photography, they're thinking of me. I get tagged all the time in these Facebook groups that I have been educating in for years. Hey, I need new headshots. Hey, I need new branding photos. Tagging me. So in Facebook, in TikTok comments, in Instagram lives, you need to be building your own stage. So in addition to actually going out and finding these people on platforms, you need to start building up your own platforms, your website, your social media, hopping on, maybe doing an Instagram live, doing stories, doing reels, whatever you're comfortable with. And I'm not saying one is better than the other. What's better than the others are whatever you're comfortable with. If you're great on live video, pour into that. If you love editing short form video clips, pour into reels and TikTok. If you love staying in your PJs and holding your coffee and talking about your day, do a bunch of stories and let people feel like they're getting to know you that way. Build your own stage so that people will come to see you and talk about branding photography. Talk about how to use the photos, what type of locations you could take the photos in. Like, build the value all throughout your pages so that once you're going out and, you know, talking to people online or maybe even in person, when they come back to your stage, your Instagram, your TikTok, your LinkedIn, your Facebook or website, then they see all this value. And it's just an easy yes. It's an easy yes at that point.
That, and one of the things that I hope people also picked up on is you mentioned kind of having a stage set for yourself, which also includes you showing that, hey, this is branding photography, something that I've done. Yes. Therefore, you know, this is something I truly believe in. But going back to that too, I love that you say, like, go out and find that people, because it really is as simple as that. It's you have real estate agents in your area. Mm-hmm. You have some hair and makeup salons, but you probably have some small businesses too. And it's like, you can go online and literally, I think it's just a matter of just putting yourself out there and putting in the work. Like, it's not something you're going to book your first shoot on your first email, but the more you put in, the more yeses you're going to get over time.
Yeah. And it's so easy to search for whoever you're looking for when it comes to working B2B, business to business. If you're looking to get more fitness professionals in your atmosphere, you want to photograph yoga instructor or something like that, literally hashtag New York City yoga instructor. You'll find a ton of them. Just go and interact with them on social media and be that cheerleader, be that hype person for them. Whoever you're trying to work with, go out and find them and just connect. Double tap a post, respond to a story that they're putting up, maybe even hop on their email list and just really be an evangelist for them so you can really see what they're up to. I love anytime I'm thinking, oh, you know, I'd like to work with this type of person, I'll just geotag, you know, maybe a co-working space or hashtag the type of person. And I just see who's out there locally and connect.
That's awesome. You mentioned positioning yourself as an authority, as being a huge component of that, and tied that in with a little bit of that's how you connect and provide value for others. One of the things I hear a lot is, oh, well, you know, I'm not really an authority because I haven't been doing this for a while. Or maybe, you know, I'm new to this, so am I actually an authority in the space? What do you have to say to those people who are like, let's just say imposter syndrome?
I was going there. Yeah. I was going to say that sounds like imposter syndrome. And anytime someone asks me about imposter syndrome, and what I say to that is the way to beat imposter syndrome is to do it so that you're not an imposter. Imposter syndrome is sitting back, talking about something and saying, oh, well, I can't do it because this X, Y, Z, and just not taking any action. What's going to get you out of imposter syndrome is to take action, because once you take action and you're doing the thing you say you want to be doing, you are no longer an imposter. You are actually the person to do it. And so if you're saying, oh, I can't get clients, I can't get people in front of my camera, like I said, get people in front of your camera, get, post photos of yourself. So I was talking to someone today and she said, well, I don't have any clients. I don't have any photos. I don't have any proof of concept of my experience. Put yourself through it. Put yourself through it. Like I said, I swapped with somebody. I swapped photos and I took my photos and made opt-ins. I made landing pages. I uploaded my social media. I made YouTube cover thumbnails. So before I could even talk about my success with building somebody else's brand, I built my own brand. And that, after that, I'm not an imposter anymore. Look what I just did. I completely revamped my online presence. I'm not an imposter. I'm the authority in this. Now, let me get you in front of my camera so I can do the same for you.
And that's so important too. I think that when you learn to do it yourself, it's a matter of you taking the initiative, but most importantly, again, showing it's something that you're willing to do. And so I think that builds kind of that relatability with your clients. Mm-hmm. What are some other ways that, and sorry if it's background noise, of course, we plan the podcast right as the garbage truck comes. So we'll edit it out and all that stuff. But for the relatability to your clients and connecting with them and saying, hey, this is something that you want to do for your business, what have you found to be the most helpful in selling them? Hey, branding photography is something you need to do. Otherwise, mm-hmm. This is going to happen or whatever.
A good way to do that is to really look at who you're talking to, who your ideal client is. So if this is like a one-on-one conversation, if somebody is coming to you and saying, hey, I'm interested, but I don't know if I need it, give them a couple of questions. All right, well, what is your business? Let me see your website and social media. What services or products do you provide? And giving them personalized advice and tips on how branding photography can help them. So for example, maybe you have someone who is a course creator and she's saying, hey, I think I need photos, but I don't know what I would do with them. I don't know what type of photos I need. Position yourself as the authority and give her examples and say, hey, you know what? You probably have slideshow presentations. You probably have sales pages. How much more would you convert if your sales pages and your slideshows, instead of having just stock photos that you bought online, having photos of you working and, typing on the computer or writing on a whiteboard or out in the field of whatever you're selling, like giving very specific ideas and inspiration to show them. What's even better is having visuals. So if you've worked with anyone in the past with a relatable brand as someone who's inquiring with you, and you have like a little mini gallery or a portfolio that you can send them, say, hey, oh, I've definitely worked with fitness professionals before. Oh, you're a personal trainer? Great. I just worked with a yoga instructor. These are the couple of things that we did. She brought out her friend and we worked, we worked them together. So it looked like she was working with a client, or we rented this space, like giving personalized advice. As far as just generic advice, like on social media to an audience instead of one-to-one communication, same thing, giving those specific examples, little quick short form reels I do that do well for branding photography is like, here are the 10 places to update your headshot or your branding photos. And just little quick bullet points. Profile photos, website, LinkedIn, business cards, things like that. And we're trying to really just inspire people and show them this is why you need this. Because a lot of these people, they aren't even thinking about it. And so it's just really our opportunity to educate and inspire them, for them to completely shift their mindset of, oh, you know what? It's the beginning of the year. I've got a marketing budget. What should I do? Should I do Facebook ads, or should I put this money towards a new website? Like, they aren't even thinking about branding photography. So here they are scrolling on social media and your short form video comes up, or your Instagram live comes up, or they see a story of you at a branding photo shoot and you're showing them, this is my client. You know, she's a makeup artist. And so we're taking photos for her brand new website, et cetera, et cetera. And they're like, oh man, like I need photo. Like, you, it's all about taking them on the journey so that they can be inspired where they need to be inspired.
I was about to say, the whole time I was thinking that it's creating the possibility for them. Yeah. That's literally what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. As we kind of get towards the end, what has been the most rewarding thing about being a branding photographer? What's been the most proud moments that you've had? Because I imagine you run into some pretty cool individuals.
Yeah.
With what you do for them.
You know, I really, what makes me proud is to see, I'm such a creative person. I like just launching a bunch of random things and the excitement around that. I think that's my marketing background. But seeing the mindset shifts in my clients when they come to me, they're like, hey, I need new photos. You know, can you help me plan things like that? And seeing how they are on the other side of the photo shoot, it's like they've already turned into a marketing expert because they know what they sell. They know how to talk about themselves, but they didn't have the tools of the visuals. So it's like the last piece of the puzzle for my clients. And once they have that, it is like game over. Like they are ready to really build that business. So I've had clients use my photos for launching podcasts. I've had my clients use photos for brand new sales pages, or maybe they're speaking on a stage and they need a really big photo of them. And just seeing how they're using these photos and they're stepping into that confidence, they're stepping into their own authority. The more that you position yourself as an authority and help them, it helps them step into their authority and they're helping people. So it's like the ripple effect. That's what makes me the most proud, is that I'm helping my clients bring more clients and customers and revenue to their business. And as they do that, they're helping those people. So it's just like a whole ripple effect of the benefits of this genre.
I love that. One of the questions I always love to ask my guests is, if you were to go back to the start of it all, you know, your first branding shoot, all that stuff, what is the number one thing that you would want to tell yourself?
I would say to have a plan. To have a plan. Don't show up and shoot. Don't show up with 5 bullet points of what you want to get. Have an actual plan. Right now, my branding shoot plan that I use, it's like a template that I have, but for every client, I'll plug in the locations, how long it takes to get from location A to location B. I'll plug in the prop list, the shot list, the photos from the Pinterest board. My branding shoot plan now is fire. And it's just like, I'm literally checking through it and I'm getting everything my client needs to get. They're looking through it. If I would have told myself that years ago to have that at my first shoot, I mean, my first shoot was great, but it would have went way better. So if you, and it doesn't have to be pretty or like perfect, but just have something that you created based upon your client's questionnaire, upon any, you know, Zoom calls that you may have had together, based upon the Pinterest board that they put together for you, create some sort of visual that you can print out with checklists so that you aren't there flailing around trying to figure out what to get done.
I love that. And you know, how many times do we walk into a shoot and you're like, if I had known this in my first shoot, like I'd be in a lot better shape than I am now. So awesome. Where can people find you? Where can they connect with you? What's a good spot to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'm big on Instagram. I love chatting on Instagram. So you can find me at Angie Janine. Janine is spelled J-A-N-I-N-E. So A-N-G-I-E-J-A-N-I-N-E. And yeah, send me a DM. I'm always DMing. And then my website is just angiemcpherson.com.
Awesome. And then I know you've got, as you said, a fire resource for people, which we're going to include in the show notes as well. We'll put all your links so people can just click on there, because I'm too lazy to type in anything now. I'm like, I need a link, you know. And so what is the freebie that you've got for people? Because I took a little sneak at the link and looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. It's a branding photography inspiration cheat sheet. So it's just a quick one-page PDF with different types of inspirational photos that you could be taking of your client. Like I said, if you're getting there and you have no idea what you're doing, take a picture of this thing, put it on your phone and reference it. And it's just like, okay, so, celebrating and showcasing your work and behind the scenes, just really showing a visuals of the types of photos that you can take for each of your clients so that you're never really running out of ideas when you're there.
Yeah, I love that. Because how many times do we pull out a Pinterest board on our shoots? How nice is it to have it all in one sheet for you? So awesome. Thank you so much for being on, Angie. I know that this has been super helpful for the listeners, especially I love brand new photography because I've seen the impact it's had on my business. Yeah. But I've also seen so many senior wedding family photographers add it into what they're already offering. and Absolutely. Make massive changes and impact in their business too as a result of adding this genre in. So thank you so much for coming on here today. We'll have to, I was like going through as you were chatting, I was like, oh man, this, what she just said here about like all this marketing stuff, this is all new episode right here. So we're going to have back on the podcast for round two, all things marketing and
for sure.
Get
for
dive sure.
Thank
into
you
that.
So much.
So thanks so much for being on here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you all so much for staying tuned to the end of the episode. If you have not already hit the follow, the like, subscribe button, please consider doing so. That will make sure that you get all of the most up-to-date episodes. We also put out some bonus content from time to time for things that aren't on the podcast that you'll also make sure that you're in the loop for, that we don't really advertise in email or anything like that. So make sure that you're following the podcast so you don't miss those. We call them like pop-up episodes from time to time. And also, if you have not already connected with us on social media, please send us a DM over at Senior Photo Education on Instagram. Would love to know if you found this episode helpful, what your biggest takeaway was. And also, I want to know, are you thinking about doing branding photography? Are you thinking about jumping in the pool of branding photographers and throwing your hat in the ring? And if so, would love to hear that too, so that we can support you along the journey. Make sure you send that to Angie as well. So as always, we'll have a new episode coming out for you all next week. So stay tuned for that. And without further ado, we'll wrap up this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful rest of your week and happy March. In just a couple days, we'll talk to you all soon. One of the things I discovered early on in photography is that working harder isn't what builds a successful business. In fact, after coaching hundreds of photographers in every market across the country, the number one trait that they all shared when they were struggling was working harder than ever in hopes that things would finally come together. It wasn't until they figured out how to implement the proper frameworks and strategies that their business took off. That's why I've created this free on-demand video training series, the Intro to Senior Photography Crash Course, to help photographers who want to start or grow their businesses without spending years struggling trying to figure it out on their own. In this free training, I will teach you the steps you need to take that people like myself, along with hundreds of other photographers, have used to build their thriving senior photography business and be able to live the life they want to live. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes to unlock how to make that happen for you and your business and say yes to being the successful senior photographer you've always dreamed of being.